podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 19, verses 13 through 15. Then children were brought to Jesus that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked them, but Jesus said, "Let the children come to me, and do not prevent them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." After he placed his hands on them, Jesus went away. Why must you become like a child to enter the kingdom of heaven? What about their demeanor does Jesus encourage so much? There is such an innocence in a child that forgives quickly, reaching for heavenly things that are centered around love, faith, and hope of mercy's grace. They are trusting with their goodwill, knowing heaven's accord before the world taints their spirit of truth. Jesus represented this fact of benevolence, as every child knows this type of relationship with God, whether they know his name or not. They see and experience him who created the world as the grace of kindness. They live in growing into adults of truth if they are fed his truth by the actions of parental responsibility of teaching the need to forgive in any circumstance, responding with tenderness. As I remind you, Jesus said, "His burden is light and yoke easy." Doesn't that sound like the response of children taught this type of trust, knowing his courage to give rather than receive, contributing rather than taking, loving over hate? These are the little things we are to teach our children, encouraging only truth's goodness. Amen. Obviously, I could go on and talk about why a parent shouldn't say it's okay to be something they're not. It seems obvious to us, but the world has come to a point where evil has infiltrated every aspect of the truth of God's family. That means marriages are breaking up. That means contraception is being used more and more and more. That means sexual exploitation is taking place. And for a child to be placed in that type of situation is just wrong. And we pray that the Lord can bring back his obvious truth that overcomes something called judgment. Knowing that we're not to judge, but allow him to judge. But he tells us to admonish. So in love, we must admonish with truth and not encourage such blatant lies. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. And I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Toni, my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those who said that we would pray for. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother, for the sister of Jackie. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife, for a baby to be born. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life, as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 19 with verses 13 and 15. Today is our practice, three stanza poem. We got quad lines today. It's titled, Come to Me, Children. Brought were the children, Jesus' hands his lay. Them rebuked by disciples, saying Jesus to obey. Come to me, children, one's little prevent not. Heaven's kingdom them belong, never are they forgot. Hands his Jesus placed, blessing the babe's face, went away him traced. Grace left, children chaste. Amen. I'm Thomas Shokruz Wiggins. It's April 26, 2023. I'm recording this morning early with the Angels at 4:19. Up and moving a little bit today and putting ourselves in prayer. Just seeking to share the beauty of living redeemed. Why I do this each and every day. I was asked to teach the children. Become a teacher of God's children. An angel once said to me, and I responded in kind, becoming a Catholic school teacher, rebuking Satan in every instance, and overcoming the needs for drugs and sexual exploitation and for homosexuality, and allowed the Lord to cleanse me by his truth. I became like a child to want to share Jesus in all things. And as I do that each and every day, I pray that somewhere in the midst of my poetry and my discernments that I speak, that you come to know Jesus as your real Lord and Savior and find the foundational church as your home that he built, that the netherworld will never, ever break down. Amen. Again, we close today at 8:04 in the name of angels. Three fours there together. And we say Jesus three times. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. As we say God bless to our good friends, John and Marie. Peace of Christ, in Jesus' name. Amen.